It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, we're speaking with Gene Elderwind and Lynn Welford about this Sunday's Books in Bloom event in Eureka Springs. It's presented by the Carroll and Madison Public Library Foundation.
Books in Bloom helps people know about the foundation, and the foundation helps the libraries, and so it kind of is a circular thing.
A celebration of writers and readers.
It definitely is a celebration of writers and readers. I myself think authors are like rock stars, and to meet an author whom I followed for years, or maybe someone I've just been introduced to, makes that experience of reading that author's work more meaningful to me. Mm-hmm. And we feel that our public meeting authors that they have either followed or I've just discovered is a quality experience. And if we can bring that to our region and to Northwest Arkansas and beyond, it's part of our mission.
And speaking of Lynn Welford, what can we expect this year? Who are some of the authors that people might go, hey, wait a minute, I know, I've read that.
One that I'm particularly excited about because we courted her for a number of years is Laurie R. King. She just is a wonderful writer. She has a very literary vibe to her writing, but it's also, she's a mystery writer. She's a lovely writer. She pulls you in. I think of her as Harry Potter for adults.
Okay.
S.C. Gwynn is a historian, has written several books on the Civil War and then also on American Indian, Native American themes. And he's also a wonderfully deep and interesting writer.
We have a special producer in studio today, Sylvie. Sylvie is a big fan of the Pete the Cat books, and I believe the author is going to be coming around. Is that not right?
The cat will be in the house.
Oh, the cat will be in the house. All right.
Yes, the creators of Pete the Cat, Kimberly and James Dean, they are coming here from Georgia. Kimberly and James were here a couple of years ago. The line was around the block, as they say, for his autograph on some of his books. We'll have many of his books there. So if any of your listeners would like to learn a little bit more about the authors, I would suggest going to booksinbloom.org.
Books in Bloom, it's an event put on by the Carroll and Madison County Library Foundation. We've been speaking with Gene Elderwind and Lynn Welford. Guys, thanks, and hope to see some people out there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.